DW. The newly formed Kinnarakara, a group of hundreds of Hindu believers from all parts of the country, has set up camp at the sprawling festival grounds. Canvas tents, a makeshift hall, an open prayer space, and huge cutouts of the group's leaders dot the camp, which is buzzing with activity. Kinnar is the closest Sanskrit word for transgender people. There are references in ancient Hindu scriptures to kinnars serving as musicians for kings. Four cities in India rotate the Kumbh, the world's largest pilgrimage. At this Kumbh Mela festival in Prayagraj, in India's northern state of Uttar Pradesh, hundreds of transgender people, dressed in traditional saris and bedecked with jewelry, are dancing to a singer performing. Many of them have come back from a dip in the Ganges River. The sheer magnitude of this temporary city that has come up, built along the river banks, is jaw-dropping. During the festival, the place is teeming with millions entering and exiting every day. Manisha Jogi, a transgender from the eastern state of Orissa, traveled by train for 16 hours to come here.
I'm very happy and enjoying the Kumbh Mela. The message which goes is that before people were not respecting us, treating us prostitutes, harlots, they were just teasing and abusing us. But now, as we joined the Kinnarakhada, people were respecting us and giving the respect equal to the mother.
According to several estimates, India has over 2 million transgender people. But it wasn't until 2014 that the Supreme Court recognized them as a third gender in a landmark ruling. Despite the legal victory, they are still denied access to public services and employment. A huge swathe of India's transgender population has been forced to beg or become sex workers. This has only reinforced the stigma attached to them. At the far end of the hall, Pavitra, one of the seniors here, who goes by only one name, is soaking in the atmosphere. She says the camp is a milestone in the fight for transgender rights, even though discrimination is rampant elsewhere in the country.
I know about the condition of transgender people across the country, but somewhere down the line, I feel the LGBTQ community can breathe now. Otherwise, we would be constantly worrying about how to live and what people think of us. Even our parents are accepting us now and are sorry for treating us badly. This is our homecoming moment.
Pushpa Mai, in her mid-40s, who is from the northern state of Uttar Pradesh, knows the community has to battle hard to gain acceptance and recognition. A few years back, she used to beg in trains and traffic crossings for a living.
It'll take a long time to change the system, but having been accepted in the Kumbh, people are beginning to view us differently. Some think of us like gods and give respect. In the eyes of many, we're seen as prostitutes and people with loose morals. This festival will help give us a more positive image.
Hindu mythology and scriptures are full of references to transgender people. Some Hindu gods and goddesses are also believed to be transgender. The camp itself is adorned with images of a half-male, half-female composite of the Hindu god Shiva and his companion Parvati. At the Kumbh, the community believes it is reclaiming the lost place in Hinduism for India's third gender, known as the Hijras, worshipped as demigods for thousands of years. Lakshmi has barely managed a few hours of sleep after spending most of the night receiving visitors in a tent, which is guarded by a bouncer and a plainclothes policeman. The camp draws thousands of visitors, many of whom want to get a glimpse, and if lucky, the blessings of 40-year-old Lakshmi Narayan Tripathi, the head of the transgender congregation. Given that Lakshmi has been anointed as the chief patron of the Kinnar community and recognized by the other religious sects, makes her much sought after. Many of the visitors regard her as a demigod and are eager to touch her feet and receive her blessing.
The entire perception of transgenders or the traditional Hijra Kinnar community was so much of filled with stigma and discrimination. And when we entered the culture, communities are so conservative.
She says that has finally changed now during this year's Kumbh.
Thousands and millions of people just came to welcome us.
Lakshmi has so far managed to lead the community successfully and even won over one of the most orthodox groups, the Junakara, to recognize the transgenders during the Kumbh festival. After much deliberation, Hindu saints from the various sects realized the Kinnar community, which was growing in strength and had mythological connections, could not be ignored. A conclave of the high priests decided to induct them in this year's Kumbh festivities. Babaji Banaraswala, a powerful leader of Hindu saints from the holy city of Vrindavan, feels things are changing for the transgenders and urges everyone should treat them with respect.
They
have a soul and a desire to be treated equally. Of course they can pray. I feel it is good. And people should not look at them differently.
But there is still a long way to go in winning the hearts and minds of other Hindu leaders. The Kumbh Mela is expected to attract more than 100 million pilgrims during its entire course of 50 days. Lakshmi hopes their positive experience at the festival will also carry over to their everyday lives.
I believe what every activist dreams, that my community would be considered as normal as any man and woman. What colonization done to the culture of India has to be replaced. The colonization of culture and tradition still prevails in the name of morality, and that has to be washed up. And why not with the holy dip in the Sangam, where the three rivers come and meet.
Whether the holy dip will mark the rise of a new era for the community in India remains to be seen. It's still anybody's guess how they will be viewed within society once the festival is over. Murli Krishnan, DW, at the Kumbh Mela in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. DW.